Christian worship, or the liturgy, is sometimes called the work of the people. While no one in this room would suggest that we can bring something to God in our worship that would somehow change his attitude towards us, there is a sense in which the liturgy is work. We are here today because of a conscious decision to be here. We chose to come to worship. We choose to open our hymnal and work our way through the hymn. You choose right now to use your best habits of learning to be an active participant in what I am saying to you. Worship is work, and it is our work. But even in this, we are God's workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus for good works. We work in worship, and God comes to meet us as we work. He plays an interesting role in our work. God comes to us as the master workman, and he perfects our worship with his presence and his work for us. He, the faultless high priest, the holy, innocent one, shares his priestly lineage with each one of us so that we can be priests to one another. We can approach the mercy seat of God in prayer. In confidence, we can proclaim the mystery of Christ's redemptive love to one another. The word is sung and read and preached by human voices, but it is God's word. We sing the songs of David and Ambrose and Luther and Wesley, and they sing to us, though they be long dead. And they sing through us, not their words, not our words, but God's word. And this work builds us up. God is the builder. We are his workmanship. And the Christian liturgy is the workshop. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he consecrated for us, through the veil, that is, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and to stir up good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. The unholy trinity of the world, the devil, and our flesh does not want to see us in the workshop of the Lord. How much easier to stay away, to walk in our own private way of worship. But when we worship together, when we are exercised in corporate worship, we see that we are not alone in our confession. We are not alone on the battlefield. We are not alone in our calling. We are not alone in our hope. Together, we learn to be an army of prayers. Together, we pray to our Father, so that when the day comes, the day when affliction and temptation comes upon us, that certain day when death shall come, when we are truly alone, we will still pray the prayers of our army, marching together in a grand march of worship. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lamb of God, receive our prayer. Lamb of God, who for us and for our salvation was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, have mercy upon us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Christ, have mercy upon us. Grant us your peace. Let us not grow weary in our worship, but let us exhort one another in this place and in our churches, especially since the day of the Lord is nearer now than when we first believed.